Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 4, Working with Forests and Domains. You should know what type of domain you want to install before you begin, and the namespace it will use. To improve a domain's reliability, you should always create at least two DCs in each domain. The first DC that you install in the forest is the root DC. It is responsible for the GC and for all five FSMO roles. Some roles can be later transferred to other DCs for performance and diversification. Working with sites. Sites are used for optimizing the authentication process by reducing authentication traffic across slow, high-cost WAN links. Subnets provide rapid and reliable communication between locations. The primary role of sites is to increase the performance of a network, which is achieved by economic and rapid transmission of data. Replication enables transferring data from a data store present on a source computer to an identical data store present on a destination computer. The KCC is a process that runs on a DC. The process of associating a subnet with a site notifies Active Directory sites about the physical networks that are represented by the site. Cost is the value used to calculate site links by comparing one to others in terms of speed and reliability charges. Working with trusts. Active Directory trust relationships allow users in one domain to access resources in another domain without having to create additional accounts in the domain with the resources. Whenever a child domain is created, two-way transitive trusts are automatically created between the parent and the child. Forest trusts are created between the root domains of two forests to allow users in one forest to access resources in the other forest. SID filtering is a security device that uses the domain SID to verify each security principle. Frequently asked questions. Question: what is the big deal about raising the functional levels of my domains and forests? Shouldn't I raise the levels as soon as they meet the prerequisites? Answer: no. Remember that functional levels, once raised, cannot be lowered again. In addition, some situations are better suited to skipping a level rather than raising to one level and then the other. In this case, known future restructuring and upgrade activities should be considered before raising functional levels. Question: how much of the Active Directory design stage should be complete before I install my first DC? Answer: primarily, the DNS design should be complete, and the decision should be made about how the forest root domain will be used. Additional DCs and domains can be added later. FSMO roles and GCs can be shifted as needed, and trusts with other forests and external domains can be added later. Essentially, the first DC that you install should be in the lab environment. From that perspective, you should install your first DC for testing and training purposes as soon as possible. Question: if every FSMO role can be seized by another DC upon failure, why would I want to spread the roles out among different machines? Answer: there are several reasons. Chief among these are the associated risks of seizing roles. Lost or corrupted directory data can result from FSMO failures, especially if the malfunctioning machine ever comes back online. Seizing roles should not be considered a routine operation. Another consideration is performance. Each role exacts a certain amount of CPU and memory overhead, and your servers might perform better if roles are spread among multiple systems. If that weren't enough, some roles and functions should not coexist on the same DC, such as the Infrastructure Master and the GC. FSMO placement should not be ignored, and this knowledge will be important on the test. Question: what are the differences between external, realm, and shortcut trusts? Answer: an external trust is created to establish a relationship with a domain outside of your tree or forest. A realm trust is created to establish a relationship with a non-Microsoft network using Kerberos authentication. A shortcut trust is used to optimize the authentication process. Question: What type of trust needs to be created between the root domain and a domain that is several layers deep inside the same tree? Answer: none. Transitive two-way trusts are automatically created between the layers of the tree structure. A root trust is also created automatically so that any child domain has a shortcut to the root domain. Question: what is the difference between implied, implicit, and explicit trusts? Answer: an implicit trust is one that is automatically created by the system. An example of this is the trust created between parent and child domains. An explicit trust is one that is manually created. An example of an explicit trust is a forest trust between two trees. An implied trust is one that is implied because of the transitive nature of trusts. An example of a transitive trust is the trust between two child domains that are in different trees, and a forest trust was created between the roots of the trees. Question: what exactly does SID filtering accomplish? Answer: SID filtering is used to secure a trust relationship where the possibility exists that someone in the trusted domain might try to elevate his or her own or someone else's privileges. Question: how do you change the time the KCC runs? Answer: the KCC, which manages connection objects for inter- and intra-site replication, runs every 15 minutes by default. To change this, start regedit and go to the hkey local machine system current control set services ntds parameters registry entry. Then, from the edit menu, select new dword value. Question: how do I move a server to a different site? Answer: if the sites and subnets are configured, new servers are automatically added to the site that owns the subnet. However, a server can be manually moved to a different site. To perform this task, start the Active Directory Sites and Services. Expand the site that currently contains the server, and expand the server's container. Right-click the server and select Move from the context menu. There will be a list of all the sites. Select the new target site and click OK. Question: how can a server belong to more than one site? Answer: by default, a server belongs to only one site. However, you can configure a server to belong to multiple sites. Because sites are necessary for replication, for clients to find resources, and to decrease traffic on inter-site connections, simply modifying a site's membership might cause performance problems. To configure a server for multiple site membership, log on to the server you want to join multiple sites. Start regedit or regedit 32. Go to the hkey local machine system current control set services net logon parameters registry entry. Select add value from the edit menu. Enter the name site coverage and a reg_multi_sz value and click OK. Next, enter the names of the sites to join, each on a new line. Click OK. Close the registry editor. Question: how do I disable site link transitivity? Answer: site links are bridged together to make them transitive so that the KCC can create connection objects between DCs. We can disable site link transitivity manually by bridging specific site links. Start the Active Directory Sites and Services snap-in. Expand the Sites folder and expand the Intersite Transports folder. Right-click the protocol for which you want to disable transitivity, either IP or SMTP, and select Properties. Clear the Bridge All Site Links checkbox and click Apply. Question: how do I rename a site? Answer: when you install your first DC, the DC creates the default site, default first site name. This name isn't very descriptive, so you might want to rename it. Start the Active Directory Sites and Services snap-in. Expand the Sites folder. Right-click the site that is to be renamed and select Rename. Enter the new name and press Enter. Question. I want to enable GC functionality on a DC. Where would I do that? Answer. In the NTDS Settings Properties window on the General tab, you simply check the box next to Global Catalog and click OK. Question. I have an office with only 10 users. Should I put a GC server at this location? Answer. Probably not. Microsoft recommends that 50 or more users at a location constitutes the necessity for a local DC at that office. Question. I recently added a GC server DC at my branch office, and now I am noticing a large amount of traffic between my corporate office and branch office. Why all the extra traffic? Answer. More than likely, you didn't set up a site for each location. Having GC servers located in sites helps to control replication and should cut down on bandwidth usage. Data is compressed before being sent between sites, which keeps bandwidth usage down.